for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Sex and Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, December the 28th, 2018, Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Uprooting the Enemy. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The worship of a physical object is God. The Lord says, bring no cursed object into your homes. Bring no cursed object before me, lest you become like it. So I always tell people, if you become like, so you bring a Buddha into your home, it's cursed. A dream catcher is cursed. A totem pole is cursed. Some of them rock and roll albums, cursed. Games, video games, cursed. Movies, cursed. If it's about something God says is sin, it's a curse. But people bring those things in your home. Well, listen, if I brought a Buddha into, and I won't, but if you brought a Buddha into your home and it's made out of wood, you're not going to become like a piece of wood. You're going to become like the spirit that came with it. He said when you bring those things in, you become like them. You're not going to become like a piece of stone. You're not going to become like feather. You're going to become like the demons that come with it. So if that made you mad, perhaps you have a moderate attachment or devotion to something. I know people that got essential oils that is nothing but liquid witchcraft, not from every source, but from many of these sources. And if you tell them about it, they'll cut you off as friends because that's their sacred cow. And that very fact, that somebody would cut you off over a warning that was done by grace and not ugly, tells you that it's something is wrong. Say, Lord, if I have any sacred cows, I want to get rid of them.
I want to get rid of them.
I'm asking. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Idolatrous is relating to idolatry. Having the character of idolatry or given to idolatry. Leviticus 18:28, you shall not do these so that the land may not spew you out also when you defile it as it spewed out the nations that were before you. Jeremiah 7:30, for the sons of Judah have done evil in my sight, says Jehovah. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name in order to defile it. Jeremiah 32:34, but they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. Ezekiel 20:7. Then I said to them, let each man throw away the abomination of his eyes and do not defile yourself. Now it's personal with the idols of Egypt. I'm Jehovah your God. 7:20. In the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty, but they made images of their abominations and of their hateful things in it. Therefore I have put it to them as an impure thing. Ezekiel 7:21, and I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prize and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall defile it. Demons will be these strangers that we're dealing with. Idolatry. Now here's, listen. So you say, well, I don't have a Buddha. Don't have a dream catcher. Don't have a totem pole. Don't have those things. But idolatry is any thought process or action that don't agree with God. If your opinion doesn't agree with God, you've made yourself an idol. It's the idol of self-idolatry. Self-idolatry. Again, Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? All those words that I just spoke were spoken to a people that the Lord was speaking to a people. He was declaring impended judgment upon them. If you don't quit, this is going to happen. How many know that God is fair? I mean, he's more than fair. This world isn't fair. God is fair. I'm telling you, there are people that God raises up to tell other people what you're doing will kill you, and they reject them. But that same person that rejected them will stand before God, and when they go, "Well, nobody told me," he'll say, "Oh yeah, they did." And he'll bring before our eyes who told us. I just want to listen. And sometimes people, listen to me, this is the key. Sometimes people will say things to you that they don't say it in the right way, but they're telling the truth. And your job is to go forgive them for the way they did it, and they go, "God, oh Lord, that was true." Because they may not have done it well, but if the truth is coming out that you're doing something that's unholy, even if they said it wrong, we need to take that to God. Take it to the judge immediately. So you can worship other gods for false religions. You can bring unclean objects in your home. You can watch, listen, and read unclean things. I'm not going to go into that today, but I'm going to tell you, like, see, listen, the enemy comes as an angel of light. A lot of God's people like Narnia. Narnia is an abomination. It's witchcraft. It's sorcery. It's divination. It's trolls and gnomes and fairies and the Greek god Bacchus and mayonnaise, which are and Bacchanalia people, which were the god of wine, revelry, song, orgy, and the women that accompanied those gods back in the day. And Narnia is full of that. And the men were New Age men. The man that wrote it, C.S. Lewis, he was a New Age man. And yet, because it's called God and called a Christian book, now listen, simple, it's real simple. The depth of it is enormous, the problem. But on the very surface, if our God is the Spirit of Truth, and that is a fantasy about things God calls an abomination, is He in it? He's not. If that made you mad, I hope it didn't. But if you're going, "That can't be," ask God. Ask God. Mm-hmm. We cast lots of demons out of people from Norman. God's the Spirit of Truth. He doesn't work in fantasy.
Right.
Mickey Mouse ain't so hot neither. Matter of fact, I know a little girl that I delivered. It was a little, she was an adopted orphan girl. And she was all manifested. And when we got down to it, she said Mickey Mouse came to her and asked if he could come inside. Her parents got rid of the Mickey Mouse dolls. Disney's about witchcraft. Yes. When the old Mickey Mouse Club back in the day, younger people may have never seen it. I don't know if it's rewound or not, but when he gets out there, and I'm not even going to say the words he says because he's opening a portal with the words he says. Mm-hmm. Right at the beginning. It's a witchcraft term to open a portal to another realm. Oh. All right. Another day for all. And I'm just going to say this. You know what I've learned to do with people that have doubts about things? I say, listen, let's just pray like this. God, if that was true and I did wrong, I ask you to forgive me, and I break any curse, and I ask any spirit to go. And then I say, come out. And when they start coming out, they know they were there. Because if they're not there, they don't leave. You get that?
Yeah.
You turn to substance for comfort. Mind-altering drugs. Mind-altering substances because your comfort. Now listen, no condemnation. But get out of agreement with that and go to the Holy Ghost. He's our comforter.
Amen.
There's freedom to be had. You'll never be everything you can be as long as you're on medication altering your mind for your peace. And you'll never be in full fellowship with God. Does He ever quit loving you? No. But you're not going to prosper. And you'll need more and more or a different drug. And you got to go from this one doesn't work anymore, this one, because listen, you're making offerings. You're either going to offer your body as a living sacrifice to God, or you're going to make an offering to that devil of anxiety by taking a vow. And then that won't work anymore. You're going to have to take something stronger or another medicine, because they suck you deeper and deeper and deeper into that life. Maybe your idols are family, friends, ministers, ministry. I'm a such and such minister. Maybe it's the title. Could be material wealth. Could be pride for your accomplishments. You know, that song said something about self-sufficiency. We need to give up self-sufficiency. We need to be God-sufficient. God-sufficient. Everybody, they talk, and you know, it's the only label they can put on it, but you're looking for self-esteem. If you're looking to get all of it, listen, your value's set at the cross. Just receive that. That's how valuable we are. That's how valuable every human being is. And as long as you're trying to get your worth from something you can do, you're chasing your tail. Our worth comes from the Lord and the Lord alone. So we need to be God-sufficient. By His grace.
Amen.
Your idolatry could be your own opinion of God and His Word contrary to Scripture. You can make a God in the image you want Him to be and put Yahweh's name on it and put Jesus' name on it. And it's a golden calf. It's not God. There's defilement through immorality. Leviticus 18:20, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. You shall not lie with any animal to defile yourself with it. This is 23. And a woman shall not stand before an animal to lie down to it. It is a perversion. 18:22. You shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination to God. 24. Do not defile yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. Do you know that our nation is defiled?
No.
We need to repent. We're not going to get people forgiven. That's between them and God. But what we do when we repent, we're weakening the devil's kingdom. We're taking accountability. If my people are called by my name, so we're repenting. We're staying the hand of judgment that's coming. Perhaps giving more time. Or giving individuals time. But we're saying, I don't agree with this. And we're calling on the Lord. You shall not do these, so that the land may not spew you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. Romans 1:26-27, for this cause God gave them up to dishonorable affections, for even their women changed their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust towards one another, males with males, working out shamefulness and receiving in themselves the recompense which is fitting for their error. Well, that's telling you that in the acts of what they're doing, they're receiving recompense. That means judgment. God help men. God help women. Help people that are confused. We don't condemn anybody. We want them saved. We want them set free. Defilement through shedding of innocent blood. Murder. Passing children through the fire. Look at Leviticus 20:3, and I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from amongst his people, because he has given of his seed to Moloch to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. Moloch was a god that they would set up images of these things with a big fire within it, and they would beat drums so nobody could hear the screams, and they would throw their children into that fire. Same spirit we're dealing with abortion today. Moloch, Baal, all of those gods, she's part of that, but Diana, Artemis, all those gods. And goddesses required blood sacrifice, and it was children. Numbers 35:33. You shall not defile the land which you are, for blood defiles the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed in it, except by the blood of him that shed it. Ezekiel 22:3. And you shall say, so says the Lord Jehovah, the city sheds blood in her midst that her time may come and makes idols against herself to defile herself. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus, that your blood has made me clean. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. Deuteronomy 19:10, that innocent blood shall not be shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God has given thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. Last of the defilements, broken covenants. Isaiah 24:5, and the land is defiled under its people because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, and have broken the everlasting covenant. God will not break covenant with you, but you can break covenant with Him. There is no protection outside of the covenant. And His mercy's kept us, I'm just saying, may He kept me alive. Because His mercy. Since I've been serving Him, I want to stay as close as I can to His ways. Because there's a thief coming to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the stick. The carrot is He's a good Father. Why wouldn't I want to? Why wouldn't I want to obey Him? He's so good. Divorce. They say if a man puts away his wife and she goes from him and will be for another man, he will return to her again. Would not the land be greatly defiled? But you play the harlot with many lovers, yet come back to me, says Jehovah. There's a people called the Gibeonites. God takes broken covenants seriously. So the Gibeonites, Joshua, they were going in, they had defeated Jericho, which was the power center of the whole of Canaan. They were the big guy. Bam! The walls came down. They all knew. Man, the word of God out, not only when they crossed that river, what they had done before they crossed the river, Jericho falls. Terror is in these people. And they go to Ai, and they get whipped because one man decided he wasn't going to obey God, and he brought a mess to everybody. Everybody. Little bitty town. They just whipped the big guy. But this people called the Gibeonites heard. So they dressed differently, acted like they came from a long way away, and they lied and said, we want to serve you. And Joshua failed to ask God. So they made an agreement. It should have never been made, but they made an agreement. And God held them to it. Years later, Saul kills a bunch of them. 2 Samuel 21:1. And he said there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of Jehovah, and Jehovah answered for Saul and his bloody house because he killed the Gibeonites. So they were representing God. Do you know that if you're His, you represent Him? Huh? Mm-hmm. If we should keep our word. In America, they broke treaties with the Native Americans. One after another, after another, after another, after another. Now, we just need to repent for those things. But it's hurt our nation. And there's price to be paid for those. What we need is one day, a man who is the president of the United States that comes into some understanding and gets on and sells the whole world. And they might could kill the man. But if he did it and he said, Lord, we repent. And we repent. I repent for this nation. I repent for the abortion. I repent for the murder. I repent for the idolatry. I repent for the broken covenant. I repent for that. Do you know that there would be a wave of the Holy Spirit move across this nation as a person in authority stood up and did that? It would be amazing. If you want to pray for your president, pray that way. Pray that way. Because that can make some eternal changes. Let's pray anyway, whether you like people or not. You know, pray for them if you love them and what they're doing, and you're supposed to pray for them if you don't like them. I think we've had a little bit of a, you know, God's ways are above our ways. He's going to take down, listen to me, this world system's coming down.
Yeah.
It may be coming down different than we thought, but it's coming down. It's coming down. There's a new world order coming. And it will get here. And the Antichrist will come. It's important for us to get free. So that we're not deceived. Because he's coming as the answer man. He's going to have all the answers. And the whole world's going to acclaim him. And he's going to have a mark that the false prophet's going to pull out. And people are going to beat the door down and take the mark. And we better be walking in truth. Trusting God. Stay out of unholy judgment. So you may not like this side and you may not like that side, but you know what? Can I just tell you something? Most of the people on both sides are lost. They're lost. Even a side that is doing things or saying things that appear to be the right answer and the righteous answer are mostly lost people that care more about the lifestyle than they do about God's kingdom. And I can promise you one thing, left and right, it's all going to whittle down one day until there ain't nobody left but the born again people against everybody else. Yeah. Listen to it. The whole world's going to be against God's people. Mm-hmm. Yes. Everybody say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For choosing me.
For choosing me.
Because I'm now in the world.
Because I'm now in the world.
But not of it.
In
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Malachi 2:13-14. There's another thing you do. You drown the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because he no longer accepts the offerings you bring him. You ask why he no longer accepts him. It's because you know you've broken your promise to the wife you married when you were young. She was your partner. You've broken your promise to her, although you promised before God that you would be faithful to her. We have a whole nation full of unfaithfulness. And a big part of the church. Say, Lord, don't let that be me. Amen? Other broken covenants, cheating in business, lying, stealing, moving property lines, turning your back on children, uneven scales and balances, same as cheating in business, breaking your word. Let's repeat it. Let's repent and let's get free. And just repeat with me, if you will. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Messiah.
The Messiah.
The Nazarene.
The Nazarene.
I repent.
I repent.
For all generational idolatry.
For all generational idolatry.
I repent.
I repent.
For all personal. And generational rebellion.
Generational.
Stubbornness.
Stubbornness.
Disobedience.
Disobedience.
That has contributed to any witchcraft in my life and in my generational life. I repent for all envy and jealousy of others, their minds, their bodies, their personalities. I repent for any
worship
of myself and any need for personal recognition. I repent for all envy and jealousy of the spiritual giftings and capacities of others. I repent for myself and those in my generational line who did not guard the gates of their spiritual and physical senses. I repent for choosing my will above the will of the Almighty One,
Jesus Christ.
I repent
for
bringing cursed objects
into my home.
I repent for the entertainment
that's
been unholy.
I now choose
to owe no one anything but to love them. I choose to cast off
I choose to cast off
work of darkness.
Work of darkness.
Put on the armor of light.
The Messiah Jesus.
And to make no provision
for the flesh
to fulfill its lusts.
I choose to walk
only according
to the grace and anointing
Yahweh has given me.
I choose to walk
in unity
with my brothers and sisters
in Christ.
I choose to follow Messiah.
Living a life of love,
preferring others
above myself.
I renounce
selfishness
in Jesus' name.
I choose
to yield
and surrender
my person
to serve the Almighty Yahweh
wholeheartedly.
I choose to be devoted
to one another
in brotherly love
and to honor one another above myself.
As we move forward, there's a lot of people that are new here. Maybe you have some familiarity with deliverance, but demons are going to tend to come out on the breath. They're going to tend to come out through yawns, sneezes, coughs, burping. Okay? You might feel them leave and just lift. Alright, they are pneuma, it's a Greek word for them that means breath. They are not breath, but they're like breath. And they'll tend to come out that way. Not saying any, I'm not declaring any of those. I don't know how those demons are going to come out. I'm just telling you the possibilities. Don't stop yawning. Don't shut off the sneeze. Don't shut off the cough. You could even, if you know something is there and you feel it and you feel like it's not coming out, cough. Do it. Get rid of them. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violence take it by force.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Don't touch your neighbor because your demons might strengthen their demons. So if your arms are around them, take them off. Don't hold their hands. If they start crying, let them cry. God and the ministers will minister to them. Because the minute you touch somebody, it goes like this instead of like this. We're going to God here.
Yeah.
This is between God and you.
Yes.
I just stand here as a facilitator. Okay? In your mind, just will them out. Alright? Don't get carried away with you saying, out, out, out. Just do that in your mind. Don't start praying in tongues, because you're not going to get delivered if you're praying in tongues. You can magnify God later praying in tongues. If I felt the urge of the Holy Spirit, it would be in order for me to say everybody in here praying in the Spirit a minute, and then we could go. But you don't do it now if you came for deliverance. You know the housekeeping we did earlier, these are things that become known to those that fight the battle. Okay? We just want to see you get free. Don't do this. Uncross your legs. Don't do this. Those are closing off. You want to be open to God. Let these gates open. Let the demons come out. Let God come in. And we'll believe God to shut the gates later. Amen?
Yes.
You say open up the ancient gates and let the King of Glory come in.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. But this is just practical deliverance. I want to see you get free. Amen? If the neighbor over here begins to scream, don't pay no attention to that. They may have 10 demons and you 10,000. But theirs is throwing a fit and yours aren't. Doesn't mean anything. It just means that one didn't appreciate it and it's letting everybody know. And they might have an attention getter. Yours might be an isolator. And you don't say much. Okay? Let's just go get them. Amen? In your mind, if it's in me and it doesn't look like Jesus, I don't want it. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You are my deliverer.
You are my deliverer.
It comes from Mount Zion. I give you permission.
I give you permission.
To deliver me.
To deliver me.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Say, I break the curse.
I break the curse.
Off of idolatry.
Off of me.
And my bloodline. In Jesus' name. I break the iniquity of idolatry from my bloodline. In Jesus' name. I break. Tear up. Destroy. Every covenant. Every contract, every agreement, every blood covenant, blood contract made with Satan, Lucifer, fallen angels, demons, ungodly organizations, and human beings by me and my ancestors, knowingly, unknowingly, written or verbal. In Jesus' name. I renounce. Break the power of all unholy baptism, dedication, confirmments. In Jesus' name. I break all unholy, idolatrous soul ties. In Jesus' name. As far up my bloodline as necessary. Severing all demonic bridges. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command all ungodly spiritual beings and devices that have been empowered by idolatry, rebellion, and jealousy of me and my ancestors to go. In Jesus' name, I disconnect myself from any evil network, and I break all ungodly ties between the abode of the enemy, other human beings, and myself. In Jesus' name. Now start taking deep breaths. Just breathe in and out of your mouth. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. In Jesus' name. I worship. Go, 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 go. Spirit of Saturn, get out now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Jealousy, go. Image of jealousy, go, 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 go. Janus, go. Jambres, go. In the name of Jesus, spirits from Halloween, get out of them now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. All fairies, wicked spirits, druid spirits, in the name of Jesus. Tammuz, go. In Jesus' name. Sacred oaks, queen of heaven, go, 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 go. Queen of the coast, get out of them. In the name of Jesus, let them go. If you're stuck, if you don't breathe, nothing's happening. So don't hyperventilate, but breathe. If you find yourself just sitting there, you're not engaged. Okay? You got to be engaged. Get free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Elves go. Charms go. Veil go. Idolatry go. Every lying spirit go. Misleading children go. Astarte go. Heathen spirits go. In the name of Jesus. Spirits from haunted houses, get out now. In the name of Jesus. Spirits from the maypole, Mayday, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Sun gods go. In Jesus' name. All saints spirits, say I renounce. The Catholic Church. And all of its works. And the worship of the Pope. The worship of Mary. Rosaries. And the Catholic Communion. And I command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. All those spirits from the Catholic Church come out now in the name of Jesus. Necromancy. Go, 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 go. Worship the saints. Worship of Mary. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. That of the rosary. That of the holy waters. That of the baptisms. Get out. Get out. Get out. Worshiping the Pope. Infallibility of the Pope. Go, 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 go. Whatever saint spirits are in them. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. Spirit of Lent, I break your power. Familiar spirits, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now Bacchus, go. Any spirit from Narnia, get out. In the name of Jesus, by any name. Trolls, gnomes, fairies, that of the fairy tales. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, all head shakers, come out now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. If the enemy gets you to moving and he gets you to talking instead of just saying go, then he's got you. You're not being delivered. Yeah. So take a deep breath. If you want him out, go, 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 go. Every false healing in the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Spirit of the witch, spirit of the wizard, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Spellcaster, Nimrod, go. Semiramis, go. in the name of Jesus. Every spirit from the mats, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let them go, let them go, let them go. In the name of Jesus, spirit of fertility. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. From the fertility gods of every culture, every place. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Get them. Get out. Get out. Get out. Bragging. Selfishness. Envy. Greed. Hate. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, evil competition, harshness, laziness, pouting. In the name of Jesus, demonic manipulation, get out. Fear of falling, traditions, fear, fear. Get out in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. That of the horoscope. That of occultism. Come on. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Idolatry tied to witchcraft. I break your power. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. From the movies. From the shows. In the name of Jesus. From the books. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. From the ancestors. In Jesus' name. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Humanism. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, go. That that's come from the TV. All those spirits that came from the television and the mind control and the programming spirits in the name of Jesus. Even from the news in the name of Jesus and from the radio program in the name of Jesus and from the sitcoms. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go, you lying spirits, in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. In Jesus' name.
Go.
New Age spirits, go. Antichrist spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, get out. Get out. Go, go, go. From science, scientism. In the name of Jesus, making what science says bigger than the Word of God. I break your power. In Jesus' name, every lying spirit, in the name of Jesus, spirit of human reasoning, in the name of Jesus, earthly wisdom, we break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that denies God's provision, lying and lying spirits, go, 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 go. Every spirit that denies the Word of God, unnatural affections, go in the name of Jesus. Sun gods, moon gods, star gods, animal gods, worshiping animals of any kind, from any culture, get out. In the name of Jesus, get out of God's people. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Buddhism, go. From any form. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Taoism. In the name of Jesus. Hinduism. Go. From yoga. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. From karate. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Freemasonry spirits. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Go, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Semiramis, Nimrod, Tammuz, Osiris, Isis, Horus, let God's people go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, greed, covetousness, go. In the name of Jesus, overindulgence, go, 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 go. Self-gratification, self-glorification, spirit of self, I bind you, I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. All Asherahs, come out. Obelisk, come out. Asherapol, come out. Astarte, come out. Elestar, come out. In the name of Jesus. Go. Egyptian gods, Nut, Set, Tammu, Tepta, Ningal, Shu, Da, Nam, Hathor, come out. In the name of Jesus. Get out. By any name. By any culture. In the name of Jesus. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord.
Lord,
I renounce every golden calf.
I renounce every golden calf.
By me or my ancestor.
By me or my ancestor.
Any culture.
Any culture.
That's in my bloodline.
I
renounce their gods.
I renounce their gods.
And I repent for worshiping
them.
I command them to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Celtic gods go. Nordic gods go. Gods from Africa go. That of the Caribbean go. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go. Druidic gods, go. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Germanic gods, go. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Yorubas, go. In the name of Jesus, Yorubas. Go, 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 go. Moas, get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, that of the root magic, go. In the name of Jesus, go. All root workers, get out now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Thor, get out. In the name of Jesus. Odin, get out. In the name of Jesus. Valkyries, get out. In the name of Jesus. By any name, every trickster, come out now. Every trickster, every little man. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, all imps, come on, let them go. Get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, all Baal, spirits of Baal, by any name, by any culture, get out, Baal. Get out, Baal. Say I right now.
Ask your father
for a divorce
from Baal.
By any name,
by any
culture,
I want a divorce
from Baal.
And now I command
every spirit of Baal
by any name
to get out
in
Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go, go, go. Jupiter, get out. Zeus, get out. In the name of Jesus, go, go. Jupiter, Zeus, in the name of Jesus, Thor. Woden, get out now. In the name of Jesus, come on out of them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are sitting under the rib cages. Go, 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 go. Say, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
I renounce Jezebel.
I renounce Jezebel.
Ahab.
Ahab.
I pull them all.
Off the throne.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And I thank you, Father.
That
Lord Jesus
sits
on my throne
in
my heart.
He
sits on the throne
of
my heart.
I
command all the pretenders
to go
in Jesus' name.
Now
get out, every Antichrist spirit, in the name of Jesus. Every counterfeit Jesus, go, 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 go. Milcom, go. Jupiter, go. Mercury, go. Apollo, be gone in the name of Jesus. Every destroyer, get out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All body hackers, go now. In the name of Jesus. All Native American spirits, go, 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 go. Obituary, get out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Any animal spirits, everywhere they've identified as ancestors, identified with animals, go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the owl, spirit of the buffalo, spirit of the eagle, spirit of the wolf, spirit of the snake, all serpents, get out. Lord, I ask you now for fire from the third heaven to burn up the nest of serpents, to burn up the nest of scorpions, to burn up the unclean spirits in the name of Jesus, to burn them up, to burn them up, to burn up the spiders, to burn up Jezebel's web. Thank you, Father. Now come out of them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. From the third heaven, go away strong. Even to burn up the counterfeit fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All witch doctors come out. All medicine men come out in the name of Jesus. All shamans come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All demonic drumbeats come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Spirits from the human sacrifice, the animal sacrifice, the cannibalism, the eating of human blood. Go, 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 go. Eating human flesh. Go, go, go. Back to the ancestor line. Get out of them. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Stiff neck, say, Lord, I repent.
I repent.
For being stubborn. And stiff neck. And I break that curse.
I break that curse.
Command those spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Come on, come on. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Stubborn, stiff neck, proud. My family's been stubborn. Thank you, repent. I break that in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. So I repent for pride.
I repent for pride.
Spiritual pride. I renounce Leviathan. And I ask you, Lord, to remove it. Take a deep breath. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for boring a thorn in Leviathan's jaw, putting a hook in his lip, putting out his smoke, putting out his flame, pushing back his scales, Lord, of rejection and fear and anger in the name of Jesus. Pull him out, Lord. It's you that contends with Leviathan. And all the sons of pride, come out in the name of Jesus. And all spiritual fish, cling to his scales now as you come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Father, thank you for uncoiling that snake. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for taking your swords. Thank you for taking your sword, Lord, cutting the heads and the hoods out of their throats.
Amen.
And cutting their tails of those serpents out from under their tailbones. And unwinding those snakes and pulling them out, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Even the serpents of infirmity, let God's people go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Say, Father, I confess, sexual sin.
Sexual sin.
I repent. For perversion.
Me
and my ancestors. Forgive me, Lord. I ask you to sever every unholy soul tie. Of my bloodlines and between me and people that I've touched, that have touched me outside of the covenant of marriage.
I forgive them.
I release them.
I forgive myself.
I call back authority. Over my body and declare it properly returned. I close the gates open through this sin and open the gates to your blessing in Jesus' name. Now I command spirits from immorality and perversion to go.
Go.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Now take a deep breath. Come on out of them. And all foreign souls, go where you belong. In the name of Jesus, they call their souls back to them, cover the blood of Jesus, set apart, sanctified. Command these spirits to go. Now fornication, go. Now keep breathing. In the name of Jesus. Fornication, go. Adultery, to go. Masculine women, go. Effeminate men, go. Sodomite, go. Sodomy, go, 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 go. Oral sex, anal sex, get out. In the name of Jesus, sensuality, go. Carnality, go. In the name of Jesus, inordinate affections, go. Lasciviousness, go. Lewdness, go. Filthy communication, obscenity, blasphemy, profanity, masturbation, go. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
For all sexual fantasies.
For all sexual fantasies.
I break these curses.
Command
these spirits to go. Now take a deep breath. Unclean, go. Vanity, go. Perversion, go. Pride, go. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. Go, go. Boastful pride alike. Get out. Break up and come out of their sinus areas now. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out of their hands. Come out of their feet. Come out of their eyes. Come out of their lips. Come out of their nose. Come out. Come out of their reproductive system. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Spirits from music that's obscene. Spirit of the flirt. I break your power. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Masochism, sadism, nymphomania, every nymph spirit, come out now. In the name of Jesus, occultic, sexual spirits, go, go, go. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask you, Lord, to grant divorce
to
every spirit spouse. In the name of Jesus,
just
come down my bloodline. In Jesus' name.
And
I command these spirits
to go.
In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Succubus, go. Incubus, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Every spirit spouse, let them go. In the name of Jesus. Incest, go. In Jesus' name. Harlotry, go. In Jesus' name. Violator, go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Prostitution spirits, go. In Jesus' name. Bestiality, go. Spirits that come in the dreams, go. In the name of Jesus. Deviant spirits, go. Masturbation, go. Alluring eyes, go. Alluring walk, go. Seduction, go. Whoredoms, go. I renounce. The spirit. Of the temple prostitute. And I break its power.
And
command it to flee.
In Jesus'
name. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Wildness. Love potions. Every spirit from love potions, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. And now say in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that defiles me.
Go.
In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Sexual harassment, abuse, assault, embarrassment. In the name of Jesus. Rape, fondling, molesting, exhibitionism. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Spirits that come from gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, chlamydia, trichomonas, venereal warts, trichomonas, gardnerella. Go, 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 go. HIV spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, spirits of disease from sexual sin by any name. In the name of Jesus, violent spirit, abuse, come out. In the name of Jesus, go, go. Victim, come out now.
In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the victim, come out. In Jesus' name, battery go. Helpless go. Loss of control. Domination. Anger. Control. Bitterness. Domestic violence. Physical abuse. Sexual abuse. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Slavery. Get out. Trap. Despair. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Take a deep breath. Come on, get them out. Come on, everybody, take a deep breath. Just let them go. Let him go. Let him go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father,
I repent for me and my ancestors. Shedding of innocent blood. For murder. Abortion. Human sacrifice. Anger. Hatred. Murder. I forgive those that have done this to my bloodline. I break all ungodly blood covenants and soul ties in this area. I repent for murder with my mouth, for my ancestors, for gossip. Slander, backbiting, backstabbing. I forgive those that have done that to me. I renounce the sin and forgive those that have spoken evil against me. I break the power of all words of death spoken by me or others, and command all spirits that enforce these words to flee. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for cleansing me and my bloodline. In Jesus' name. Now I receive my deliverance, cleansing and healing. Take a deep breath. Get out, get out, get out. Anger, hatred, murder. I break your power. I break the threefold cord. Miscarriage, go. Chemosh, Moloch, Baal, passing children through the fire. Death spirits. Death spirits, go. Death from adultery. Death from idolatry. Death in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Death from rebellion. Death in the womb. Bitterness. Resentment. Violence. Retaliation. Self-rejection. Suicide. Inadequacy. Insomnia. Strife. If you can't sleep, it's a demon. Take a deep breath. You gotta get right with God. It'll go away. You need to have peace when you lay down. In Jesus' name. It's your inheritance. Go, 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 go. All peace stealers, get out now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Morbidity. Argument. Jealousy. Heaviness. Quarreling. Envy. Gloom. Fighting. Take a deep breath. Come on. All defensive spirits, get out now. In the name of Jesus. That, all that rejection that causes you to defend. Get out, get out, get out. Destruction. Cruelty. Restlessness. Insanity. Get out. Insane. Get out in the name of Jesus. Guilt, shame. Take a deep breath. Just breathe. In the name of Jesus, guilt, shame, unclean. Say, Lord,
Lord,
you took my guilt to the cross. It doesn't belong to me. Lord, you took shame to the cross. It doesn't belong to me. Lord, you have made me clean. And I receive that. Now take a deep breath. Guilt, shame, unclean. Get out now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 let them go. In the name of Jesus, pain, vexation, arthritis, mutilation, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I repent for all broken covenants. Moving property lines. Cheating and lying and stealing. Divorce. Turning the back on children. Breaking covenant with you. I repent for me and all my ancestors. For all broken treaties. I break these curses. Curse of divorce. Poverty. Lack. Lying. And the thief. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Now every spirit remaining that Jesus wants out today, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Spirit of mourning. Spirit of grief. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord. In Jesus' name.
I agree.
That if there's any squatters.
Spirits.
Whose legal rights are broken. And who you ordain. To come out of me today.
I agree.
They have to go.
In
Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Come on out, you squatters. They agree. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. Even the stubborn ones, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your angels that swing their swords and cut out every tail hole, every toe hole, every grip, every bite, every claw hole. I forbid them to clone. I forbid them to multiply. Just come out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Raise your hands to heaven, if you will. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your children. I thank you, Lord, that you would bless them. Say, Father, I ask you to fill me. Fill me with perfect love that cast out fear. And open the eyes of my understanding that I would see what you want me to see. And hear what you want me to hear. And I ask you to heal my heart.
Right now,
wherever it needs healing, I receive it. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath, receive the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. Your perfect love flows into them, Lord. Fear has to flee. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord bless you. Thank you, Father. And I bless you tonight. Say, Lord. Everybody just agree with me. Father, I would like a good night's sleep. That's peaceful. Unless you want to talk to me. And then you'll make everything I get. Enough. That I'm refreshed tomorrow. To receive whatever you have for me. I apply the blood of Jesus. I sleep.
My dreams. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.